Chapter 9. I woke up gasping for breath. It had been a dream. It had to be. A desperate, horrid dream. A night terror caused by landing on this strange world. I looked around like a drunken man. I could barely process what I was seeing. "Get him up! Get him up!" shouted a bio. She was gesturing for an orderly, another lucky recruit. Arms grabbed mine and hauled me to my feet. I was pushed, naked, off the hard surface I'd been lying on. I staggered and almost fell onto my face. I managed to stand, but my feet felt like rubber and my head was swimming. "Reload! Stat!" the bio shouted. She reached up and spread my squinting eyes open one at a time, looking into each for a fraction of a second. "Forget about him, he's fine," she said. The orderly let go of me and I was left to stand on my own. I hadn't even realized the guy had been holding me up. I looked down and all around me. I was still naked and for a few seconds I didn't know why. I didn't know what was going on, I barely knew who I was. I stared at the bio specialist for a second. I thought I knew her. Yes, I did. She was Anne Grant, the specialist who led me on my first ill-fated adventure on Steel World. "I know you," I mumbled. "You hate me, don't you?" Grant didn't even look at me. She was either too busy to talk or she just didn't care. "Sorry," the orderly said to me over his shoulder. "We can't afford a bed right now." Grant was working some kind of device. It didn't look like anything I'd ever seen before. It was like a big furnace, but she was shoving some kind of platter inside of it. Could that be the bed I'd thought I was lying on? The furnace-like thing. It had to be the revival machine. Only it wasn't exactly a machine. Not in the sense that I understood machines. The inside of it was like a mouth, fleshed with pink, brown, and gray mottled surfaces that reflected light wetly. It resembled a big, alien mouth. Or, I thought to myself, a womb. I shuddered. I was sickened and disoriented. It had finally fully dawned on me that I'd died and been returned to life by this strange thing they kept in a bunker. The raptors really had eaten me. Somewhere out in that hellishly hot jungle, they might even be chewing still, fighting over scraps of my meat. I gaped at the machine that had returned me to life. The surface of it was metal, and the exterior had normal-looking controls. Touch screens glowed, and indicator lights flickered. But the mouth-like opening showed that the interior was very different. It contained some kind of organic technology I couldn't begin to understand. "Another one's coming through," said Specialist Grant. "Did you reload the capsule? I want no rejects. We haven't got the time." "I reloaded everything," the orderly said. "If this one screws up and comes out with missing organs, Garth, it's your ass." "It won't, Specialist," said Garth. He turned and saw me still standing there like a drunk wandering the street. He pointed behind me and then went back to his work. I turned, following his gesture. There was a pile of uniforms and weaponry in one corner of the room. I took a light trooper suit and began to pull it on clumsily. The suit reformed itself to fit me even as I pressed my limbs into it. Before I could pick a weapon, several more bio specialists and a primus rushed into the room. They ignored me and began demanding counts from the operators. "I'm busy," Grant snapped over her shoulder. "Not too busy to answer a question or two, I hope." Grant glanced back and saw the primus. "Sorry, sir, we've had over 100 casualties in the last 40 minutes. We can't keep up." "Organization, Specialist, that's the key."
"Yes, Primus."
I grabbed a snap rifle and checked the magazine. It was fully loaded. I left the revival chamber, walked unsteadily down a long hallway, and passed the guards outside. I left the bunker and headed back into the war. Standing outside, I heard distant rumbling sounds. There were flashes in the sky, and the air smelled of burning things. I struggled to close my visor. My fingers felt numb and rubbery. They tingled a little as if they'd been asleep. I pushed that thought away. I didn't want to think about what had just happened to me. The idea of being reconstructed and revived from a data chip had sounded great, but the reality of it was chilling. Was I really me anymore? My flesh, the body I'd lived within all my life. That was still out there in the jungle somewhere. Alien theropods were digesting parts of me in their stomachs. What was this clothing of meat I found myself residing in now? This vessel of muscle and bone, reconstituted from base chemicals. How could that be me? I closed my eyes for a second, and then opened them again, taking deep breaths. A fist socked my shoulder a second later, jarring me out of my mood. "Hey, big buddy," Carlos said. "Way to get us eaten out there." "Yeah," I said. "Sorry about that." Carlos looked at me in concern. "I don't recall ever hearing an actual apology out of you before. Are you okay?"
"No."
He nodded, staring at me. "First recycle, right?" he asked. "You're thinking too much, that's what it is. Well, I have a solution for that. Harris wants both of us up on the walls, right now." That got me back into the game. I frowned at him.
"We're supposed to have a break. Standard operating..."
"That's all out the window." "What? Did you think you signed up with a union shop when you thumbed your way into Varys? We're here to do or die, over and over again."
I followed him toward the walls, toward the northern section where our unit was stationed. As I walked, more things were coming at me, as if they'd been shrouded in mist before. My newly re-knitted brain wasn't perfect yet. I recalled from the training I'd gotten that a revive often left a soldier in an altered state of mind. Sometimes a newly revived man even had hallucinations. There was a battle going on nearby, I was sure of that. I could hear it, and with every passing moment I understood more of what was going on. At first I'd only been remotely aware of the hammering fire and flashing lights overhead. The smell of smoke and burnt flesh grew, however, until it became a stink in my nostrils. My visor was closed now, but the odor was trapped inside. I was pretty sure it had been there all along, but I hadn't noticed. The noises intensified as I approached the walls. I wasn't sure if that was because my senses were improving, or if the battle had shifted into high gear. I guess it didn't matter which it was, because I was in the middle of this fight again whether I wanted to be or not.
"You two,"
shouted Veteran Harris, spotting us. He was standing at the base of the northernmost tower. I remembered when I saw it that we'd spent hours here setting up a weaponeer's gun emplacement at the top.
"Get your asses up the stairs and onto that wall. Stay out of the tower. That's for useful people who don't just wander around getting themselves eaten by overgrown lizards. I want you on the ramparts. If you see something coming out of the trees with scales on it, punch it full of holes."
"Yes, Veteran,"
shouted Carlos. He rushed up the steps. I stared after him. That wasn't like the Carlos I knew. Since I'd met him, he'd been reluctant to fight. Now there was a new fire in his eyes. Harris watched the two of us and chuckled.
"Bad death, huh?"
"Yeah," I said. "My first."
"Ah, didn't know you were a virgin. Well, we've given you a second chance. Make Legion Varys proud, boy. Get up there and shoot as many lizards as you can."
I looked at him for a second. Our eyes met.
"Veteran Harris, I'm sorry I killed you back on the ship. I just lost my temper."
"That's all forgotten," he said. "But I can see now that you know what it means to die. It's not fun, is it?"
"No, and I don't want to do it again."
He came closer and peered into my face.
"You haven't gone all soft on me now, have you, McGill? Back on the ship, you were the one with fire in his eyes. Now Carlos looks like more of a man than you do."
"It wasn't his first time," I said, thinking about it.
Harris nodded.
"That's right, it wasn't. Now you know why we kill most of the recruits during training. A man like Carlos, he's experienced death.
He's not contemplating some metaphysical mindfuck the way you are right now. He's up on the walls, killing lizards for revenge. That's just where the Legion wants him.